Joe Musgrove is with us from Denver on our Friar Friday interview. Joe, always great to have you on, and we appreciate the time as always. Real quick, how are you feeling? I know that you came out of Monday's return to the mound, and all systems were go, but here we are a few days later. You're coming up on your second start. Is everything still good?
Yeah, body's feeling really good. I'm fighting through a bit of like a little head cold right now, but the arm, everything feels good. It bounced back pretty well.
Joe, I've been trying to impart on our listeners how difficult of a process it is for, I mean, any player to kind of deconstruct their mechanics and then put them back together. That's usually an off-season gig. This has been put on you to do during the season. Can you, in layman's turn, kind of explain some of those adjustments that you've had to make in order to put yourself in position to be able to pitch again?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things that go into it. I honestly, this is kind of probably an unpopular opinion or an unpopular thing for most people, but I feel like I make my best adjustments throughout the course of the season. You know, you spend all off season working on movements and delivery and throwing bullpens, and then there's something different about getting there with a hitter in the box in a stadium with the lights on, and, you know, that slight bit of added intensity tends to kind of pull you out of those movements sometimes. So I've always felt... Yeah. The ability to throw, you know, 100 pitches at max effort in the season and make adjustments throughout the course of a game, I feel like I maintain those movements much better when they're done at, you know, a max effort. My body understands that this is the exact result we're trying to get, not, you know, an 80% version like I would do in the bullpen. So, you know, in some way it seems easier for me. I know there's a lot more risk of, you know, changing delivery and even changing, you know, pitch metrics and pitch grips and stuff, but I've always done well, you know, reacting to that stuff in the season. So throughout the course of the, you know, the IL stint, I had the luxury of having, you know, what I knew was going to be about 2 months of time. So we kind of broke it down and started doing a lot of drills in the weight room and, you know, stuff on the mound, just dry reps with the water bag and with the 3D strap and bands and stuff, just trying to recreate movements and ultimately get my ranges of motion opened up more and more without even, you know, having thrown a ball yet. So by the time I do pick up a ball, my body kind of falls into those patterns of what I've been doing for the last 3 weeks without a result, you know, without a result to follow the movement. You know, you kind of can do the movement and feel good about it without, you know, throwing a pitch and seeing the pitch go way wide or way high. You can kind of really just hammer in the movements and then slowly start introducing them into catch play. And like we talked through that first few weeks of my throwing program, it was a lot of long toss and, you know, minimal intensity behind the throws, but a lot of intent in the movements themselves. So I was able to slowly transition those movements into an actual throwing pattern and eventually into the mound.
Well, it worked beautifully. Great return to the mound for Joe Monday night, and he'll be back on the hill Sunday in Denver. Joe, you've had a lot of big starts in your career. I mean, obviously the Mets game, no one will ever forget that one. Your no-hitter, a couple of other playoff starts, some World Series appearances with the Astros. How was Monday night for you? I mean, is there a little added stress, nerves on that, just in terms of going out there and, you know, having to actually do it and make sure that, you know, you felt all right? And was there a sense of relief / accomplishment as you came off the mound Monday night?
Yeah, there was, you know, a lot of anticipation going into that, but I felt oddly, you know, comfortable. You know, a big part of that is due to the way that these guys have been playing. You know, I felt very confident that if I can go out there and get, you know, at least four innings and, you know, keep it under one run, you know, one or zero runs, I feel like we'd have a good chance of winning that game. And obviously walking off the mound to a standing ovation, having gone scoreless, feels extremely good. You know, the welcome back from the San Diego fan base was incredible. But, yeah, it feels good to walk off there with a scoreless outing and kind of have that, you know, that strong base to stand on as I'm, you know, continuing to build up and pitch count and stuff. But yeah, I felt very comfortable. I put a lot of work in. I felt confident. I had a good scouting report on those guys. I had, you know, a lot of things that kind of matched up with my strength. So I felt really good going into it. But yeah, there's that uncertainty of, is all this work that I did going to translate in this first one right away, or is it going to take me an outing or two? And I felt pretty good. So.
Big Smoke, a.k.a. Joe Musgrove, joins us here on Gwen and Chris Friar Friday. And Joe, I want to go back to the buildup to that start, because you had made some starts before going on the IL and you kept feeling that pain. So you just walked us through kind of you know, building yourself up to kind of feel. So the first time you picked up a ball and you're going off the mound, having had an injury similar to that, you get ready to throw that ball and you're waiting to feel it. When you didn't feel it, was there a sense of relief like, okay, I'm on the right track at this point, I can feel it?
Yeah, there was a big sense of relief. When I first picked the ball up and started throwing, it felt drastically different in a sense that I can kind of throw free. And I feel like my mind and body were still kind of blocking me a little bit from trusting it, even after I had, you know, had the result of feeling like it was gone and that I was kind of moving in the right direction. You try not to get too far ahead of yourself or try to increase the intensity too fast. And that was all kind of part of the plan when we mapped out, you know, my recovery and my road back to getting into a big league game was, you know, it might feel great at the start, but let's really follow this program up until a certain point. And then once we're off the mound and throwing bullpens and it feels good, then we can kind of, and I think you guys saw it, you know, it took me a while to get built up to being on a mound. But once I was on a mound, it was a matter of, you know, 12 or 14 days before I was back in the big league. So, we got that done pretty quick. And I think it's, you know, a lot of it's the program that they wrote up for me, the training that we did throughout the time, and ultimately the time off.
Joe, every time I do a visit with you, I go back to a night that I'll never forget because I happened to be doing post-game show the night you threw your no-hitter. It was the COVID, so I was sitting in my office at home when you called in, and I was able to do that interview after the no-hitter, and I've always thought that was a special night. But speaking of the no-hitter and why I'm bringing it up, you were there in Washington when Cease threw his. And from everything I read, you had kind of a lot to do with him finishing that game. And you were as excited as anybody that he joined you as a Padre with a no-hitter. Can you take us through a little of that?
Yeah, man. I mean, just the emotion. I feel like I was more stressed out than he was, you know. And a lot of that because I've been through it before. And the questions that he was asking me, I sat down there, me, him, and Michael King sat down in the tunnel with him for probably the last five or six innings. And ultimately just we're trying to be there as, you know, a little bit of a distraction for him, you know, someone to talk to, someone to bounce ideas off, you know, talk about the game, talk about whatever. I was kind of just being there as someone that would be available for him. I tried not to lead the conversation. I just kind of sat by and let him bring up whatever he wanted to bring up. But I don't know how much I had to do with keeping him in that game. I mean, I was kind of just being nosy and sitting there, you know, hoping they would ask me for my opinion, and sure enough, Skip looked over and asked me, and I was like, the guy's throwing 100, man. I don't see any signs of slowing down. But, yeah, I think Dylan was in that position, and sometimes you'll see that from managers, and I think you know that, Tony. Like, sometimes managers just kind of want to see where you're at, you know. If they ask him, you know, I think that's good, and he, you know, submits immediately, then you could tell that he's running out of gas, and that's the end of the line. But Dylan put up a fight immediately, and I think his stuff that he was showing on the field, you know, kind of – fought the biggest case for him. I think his stuff was good enough to leave him out there.
Joe, how difficult has this year been for you? I mean, I know you pretty well, man. You keep your foot on the gas, and having to take that kind of time off, I can't imagine that being the easiest. Now, on the flip side of that, this ball club has been playing brilliant, so I'm sure that lightened it a little bit. But I would say overall, was this tough for you?
Yeah, this is one of the tougher seasons I've had to go through in a while. Ultimately, just because as a player, man, like you want to be on the field playing. That's, you know, where you have the most fun. That's where you feel like you're impactful. You know, you start thinking about, and I relate to Darvish in a sense. You know, you sit here and you're hurt constantly, and, you know, I don't have what he has and a family and kids at home. And, you know, you start second-guessing things and wondering, am I spending all this time away from my family and not performing on the field or not even getting a chance to? There's a lot of things that go into that. So it's very frustrating as a player, but, you know, I feel like I, you know, took myself out of the position of, you know, the desperation to get back on the field, and I really just tried to make the most of my time. And, you know, I feel like I grew a lot as a leader in the clubhouse and a lot understood myself a lot more and how this team dynamic works between the leaders of a clubhouse and the manager and the communication that's involved in that. You know, I've grown a ton as a player. Although I haven't been on the field, I feel like a lot more well-rounded player, having spent those 2 months really diving into some other aspects of, you know, of being a good leader and a good, you know, teammate. So frustrating not be on the field, but I feel like I did the most with it, and I feel like a more prepared player now.
Joe Musgrove is with us, our Friar Friday interview. The good news is for you, Joe, you're so awesome on these interviews. The bad news for you is that we could keep you all day, and we don't have time to do that. So I want to try to sneak one more in here. I about this hot streak with the 19-22, you're on an Astro team, obviously, that won it all. You're on a great Padre team a couple of years ago. not necessarily how this compares, but what is special about what's going on right now? And take us through, as best you can, kind of the feeling around this ball club at this moment.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the way we're winning that's the most exciting. You know, we've had our share of, you know, blowout wins in this stretch, and we've had, you know, plenty of games that have come down to one or two runs, and some games where we've been down one or two and fought back. And it seems to be someone different every night. I know Jackson's been on, you know, one hell of a tear and, you know, brought us back into a lot of ball games over the last couple weeks here. But, you know, we're doing it in every fashion. You know, we've won 1-0 games where our pitching's been dominant, and we've won, you know, 9-8 games where the pitching's gotten beat up a little bit and the offense has found a way to claw back in the game. And, you know, it's the things that we talked about early in the year about staying engaged for all nine innings, you know, whether we're up or down, is continuing to stay in the fight and not giving away at-bats. And whether we complete the comeback and win the game ultimately, we're putting stress on their bullpen. We're getting in there and seeing more of their guys and things that are going to help us later on in the series. So I think we've really focused on, you know, doing the things that we talked about that are going to make us a good team. And ultimately that's led us to more and more wins. And, you know, you get on one of these stretches, you see some teams that ride the high as long as they can, and they lose that first game, and they slide right back down in that, you know, that negative direction. And we've done a good job of losing a game and hopping right back on another 7-8 winning streak. So it's just been a full team effort here. Everyone's happy, excited to show up every day. There's a different feel when you're winning often. You know, everyone comes in anxious and looking for an edge and a slight advantage over the opponent. It's just a full commitment from everybody, from staff to players to, you know, the way the front office has interacted with us. It's been, you know, a pretty fun season.
Last one for me, John, is more of a comment. I obviously travel with the team, and I sit in the back of that plane, and I watch pretty much every young guy sit with Joe. It's like I can't see Joe, but I can see all the young guys. What is it about that specific part of the team that seems to draw the best out of you? Because those guys seem like they just flock to you, Joe.
Yeah, man, I enjoy those guys, you know. It makes me a better player, makes me a better person to see those guys with that young, hungry attitude of, you know, a fresh perspective of what big league baseball is like. And then I think about, you know, my experience as a rookie and, you know, the things that could have been done that would have made my experience a little bit easier. You know, the transition to the big leagues a little easier, and a lot of it's just, you know, spending time with these guys and making them comfortable. You want these young guys and the rookies to come up and perform. They got to be comfortable and know that they can be themselves and, you know, play with some swagger and some attitude. And, you know, we try to preach that, you know, you respect the time of the guys that are in the clubhouse. And, you know, we have certain standards in place as far as bus times and treatment times so that everyone's able to get what they need in, but also, you know, allow room for the veterans and guys that are on a specific schedule. So I think ultimately I'm trying to get these guys as comfortable as possible, whether it's on the field or, you know, having fun on the plane or the bus rides. It's, you know, getting them adjusted and making sure they feel welcome and that they can go out and perform, you know, to the best of their abilities. So I've gravitated towards those guys well. You know, and we obviously have a couple poker games going on the plane, so I'm running the rookie game and Manny and Bogey are running the vets game. So some of these rookies are taking all my money, though, man. We gotta send them up to the varsity table.
Graduate them, yeah.
That's
well,
right.
Well, Joe, he's gonna continue wishing you some good luck here on the mound, and then after that, some good luck getting some better hands in the poker games. But always great having you on the show. Always a pleasure, and look forward to our next visit. And we'll catch up to you soon. Thanks again for being with
us.
Right on, guys. Always enjoy it. Appreciate it. Thanks.